listening to Dragon Author, the podcast where we put a little fire into your reading life. So, good morning, or maybe it's not morning where you're listening from, but it is for me, and I want to talk a little bit about romance in Dragon School and romance in YA books in general. So, I was reading this post the other day, and someone's like, I'm trying to search for an Amazon book that has no romance in it. So I searched fantasy, no romance, and all I got was romance, which is kind of humorous because obviously if you type romance into a search browser, that's what they're going to bring back for you. But it started a conversation among a bunch of people talking about, do they like romance in their books? And I think most YA readers do like at least a small subplot of romance in there. I know that I always have, but I wanted to talk a little bit about that because it got me thinking about the Dragon School books. And when I was first writing them, starting with the first book, I ran across an article written by the mom of some teen girls. I think she had four teenage girls. And she had written about how she had a hard time with a lot of the YA books because they dove so deep into the romance. And she didn't want her girls' minds constantly on that kind of thing, that they would be able to think about other things outside of their romantic lives, like their goals and their education and their goals and their lives. And so I was really conscious of that when I was writing Dragon School. I was thinking, I do want there to be a romantic subplot, but I also want Amal to have, you know, her own life and a life that where she has her own purpose and her own goals and things beyond just that romantic subplot. And I didn't want Leng to be her savior in every instance. Or I don't even know if he ends up really being her savior more than once or twice, which is a lot less than some other people in the book. But I wanted her to have like a realistic friendship that turns into something more with him without it being the overall obsession of her life. And I thought that might be, I mean, I like reading the books where it's an obsession between the two people. I'm not going to lie to you. But I did want to put something a little bit different in this book because I thought, you know, for most of us, more realistically, that the relationships that last, the ones that are beautiful and life-giving, tend to be ones where you treat the other person as a person who has their own goals and their own life and their own passions, and the both of you are busy working in the world, busy working hopefully on big dreams and big goals, but that you're a team at the same time. And that was what I was trying to present with Amal and Leng, and also that it would maybe be the kind of book that kind of mom could get for her daughters, one where they would be interested and inspired by Amal's love for so much of life and her big goals and huge successes, that have this friendship with Leng alongside them but are not centered around him. Anyways, that's a little bit of the background into the romance of Dragon School. I hope that you're enjoying the books, or if you're a writer listening to this podcast, I hope that your writing is going well. Feel free to leave me a voice message if you follow me on Anchor, and if not, thanks for joining me, and I will have another episode up soon. Don't forget to subscribe to Dragon Author and get your dragon news every week.